Citizen trickster team. Ooh, waxing Halloween election full moon. Here we go, dropping down into the depth of now. So I'm reaching back for the, whoops, the cat is in back of me, for the all-important coyote Muti. And I like, as an effective part of our skill set, well, the Muti, power and medicine. And we do say, oh, citizen trickster, you know, be welcome at this council within our hearts, and that we may be agents of citizen trickster in the world. There we go. And I like the power fist into the unfurling blessing, which is quite effective. And just as we are gathering our Venusian manners with our Mars woof, whenever I would go to the White House with the Council of Unreasonable Women outside, you know, and the people would be like, well, you know. But when I'd had Obama's chart and I would go, well, there we go, he'd always come out right then, just quick, the call. People relate on many, many different levels. So let's go in and deep our allies, we're still admitting people, which is great. So let's go to our deep mudra place, right? Just again, hands lightly folded over. This is the positive Saturn mudra that banishes all fear. There we go. So it's not clenched fists, just lightly one over. It's kind of Egyptian, you know, in a way. And this is the mudra to play with where there's no fear, and it's positive Saturn. So just a few breaths. The color of Saturn is blue violet. So just to kind of imagine ourselves in a kind of auric egg field, a field around us. And we inhale blue violet. And exhale, blue violet of calm, sane leadership. There we go. And just a couple breaths on our own. And then I love from our friend Sylvia, who says, imagine a vertical plumb line straight from the crown of our head down to our coccyx, down to the root of our spine, plumb line, and a horizontal, maybe slightly slanted, from our navel to the base of our spine. And Sylvia says, where those lines intersect is great calm self-possession. So we're antidotes for that, for anything other than that. And, you know, I'm feeling a little this morning, right? The Gurdjieffian level charts going depressed, panicky, full of remorse, pretty good. So we do all go up and down. And then last week we just added just equanimity, which is just holding hands like a balance, like justice, like the Supreme Court's supposed to be, just balance, and just to feel the little balance point. And this, just for a couple of breaths in and out, is about dynamic equanimity. Okay, so off we go. And I love last week's radio show with Ron Kauk. We posted a link if you didn't hear it or would like to in the fullness of time. Because he's a great, calm human, one of the great rock climbers in the world, right? So what he says is really embodied, and I always have him on, well, many times, but when it's like, we want calm, steady, earned calm, steady, and we go. So the takeaways, which he wove context for, but he goes, because I said, tell us again, Ron, how when you're on a cliff overhang, sometimes with no ropes, right? You know, and there's fear, then what? And he goes, well, fear is a great ally because we must calm down or die, right? We must. So fear is an ally for calm, going right. And just, you know, so that we are responsive, not reactive, and we're weaving a field of citizen trickster support there. That's really good. And then he says, gazing at danger guides us to freedom. We go, that's great. That's great. Our Jupiter blessing, we'll just do a short one together because we're going to do a longer, more specific one as we deconvene. But it is so useful and so simple. And it's one of the first Kabbalistic tarot meditations that Andy Weil and I learned in way prehistory, right? And it's simple. It's just, again, in our reverie state, imagine, I'll say it first and then we can do it, start us off and we can do it in our own reverie place, because it is so simple and so useful. And it's just sending blessings to all beings, right? Without exclusion, all beings above, and receiving blessing from all beings above, and sending blessings to all beings below, and receiving blessings from all creatures below. And I'll drop it down. I'll slow it down right now too. Because then we send blessings to all creatures in the east, if you know where that is, you know, or just go left if you don't. And receiving, right? And now we're starting the kind of undulating of reciprocal blessing. Undulating is really good now, you know, our Saturn, our spine, our undulating. And so we send blessings to all creatures in the west. And receive blessings, oh, yum, 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 from all creatures in the west. And send blessings to all creatures in the north. Hi there, hello everybody. And receive blessings from all creatures in the north, and send blessings to all creatures in the south. And receive blessings from all creatures in the south. It's so simple, but I've actually been aspiring to do the homework I've been suggesting to everyone. And it was like, oh, this is really simple and really effective. It puts us back in this Jupiter reciprocal blessing, mutual aid realm. And as was guided, you know, to Andy Weil in our quirky salon in 1970, the Kabbalists, the builders of the Adytum said, and if it's the slightest bit of effort, like, that's not it. The nature of creation is like, may it go well for you and for you. Oh, and I see beautiful Deborah Felmuth is here too, right? Which is, feel free if you want to chime in, Deborah, because Deborah and I kind of crafted blessing poker from honoring one of her beloved homelands, Syria, in which the whole day is woven together with blessing. You know, may the divine bless your hands that have made such beauty. I don't know if Deborah's here with us.
I am. And the beginning of the blessing would begin with Sabah al-Khair, which would be good morning. We say that to each other. But instead of saying good morning back, the next person would say morning of light. So Sabah al-Nur. So you say good morning, light morning, then perhaps sweet morning or sweet day, scent of jasmine to you, scent of lilies, sight of sunrise, sight of beautiful mountains. And you give these things back and forth each time, raising the amount of energy and the amount of joy with which you are able to gift. Because this becomes then the great blessing, is that the more we give, the more then returns. And this is the blessing, the Jupiter blessing that Caroline is just leading us through, is it goes out and it comes back. And it goes out again and comes back again. And each time it comes back at a deeper and higher and more rich level.
Yes, no, this is so simple and good and profound and huge. And in keeping with that, you know, everything we've ever done is coming back to us in so many quirky ways. But so for the longest time, I had done and then lapsed making a little glyph of the planetary day in cornmeal outside my door. These are very simple things, but so wonderful. So, you know, Mars, little circle with arrows on it, is our Tuesday. You know, we have a 7-day week because of seven visible planets. That's really the only reason, right? Sunday, Moon Day, Mars Day, Mercury's Day, Jupiter's Day, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So Mars, and so I make a little, you know, glyph with cornmeal on my door, outside my door. And so each time we go out and in through the day, we go, Mars Day, blessings be upon Mars out there. Woofiness, may Mars be guided, may woofiness be protector. You know, it was just a little reminder. And as Deborah has so often taught, you know, that, you know, and we just weave in these subtle, small things, weave the together through. And something that also the dead are very present. I don't know how many of you are feeling that, but this morning I'm like, whoa, the dead are here. And I'm not given to such, you know, yearning or specifics or emphatic ascertaining of invisible reality, but they were really, really here in myriad ways. Like I heard from people and somebody, I'd wondered what happened to them right before we convened. Their sister said, I'm sorry I didn't get back to you 4 years ago, but here's the story of how our friend died, you know. And I'm like, whoa, whew. And another practice, which is quite wonderful because New Orleans is so honoring of death, right? And the invisible, visible. And we're in this spooky time, whoa, in so many ways, the waxing full moon in Taurus, Scorpio, the invisible relationship to incarnational actuality. So I won't be able to quite do it because I fear for my computer. I'll show you why. So the New Orleans morning ritual, but you know, Liberty Hall, whenever we think about it, it's ideally, but you know, good enough for mythological work, is also a little flexible. Before one has had the first drink of one's morning beverage, you take it out into the yard and you make a little circle in the air and a cross. And you toss the cup through it briefly. That's what I'm not going to do for fear of my computer equipment. Ah, there we go. And then you hold it up and you go, for the beloved dead. And you see who's there, right? And sometimes I go, well, Marcelino, you're always budging to the front of the line, just like you were, okay? And who else is there? And it's amazing who we can remember and not remember. And I go, who else is there? And then you pour a little libation on the ground of drink. And then for all those whose names are lost in the mists of time, you know, and you pour a little libation on the ground. And then for all those whose bones lie beneath and upon this earth, little libation. And then you hold the cup up and go, we, the living, salute you. And you take your first drink. It's really great. I'm going to be doing it from now on, especially through this Halloween season, because Halloween, the election, true Halloween will not be till November 6th, 7th, when the sun is exactly at 15 degrees of Scorpio. So Halloween is one of the four cross-quarter holidays, as many of us in our accumulated council knowledge know. It was celebrated as much as the equinoxes and solstices. It's exact mid-season. So we rounded off to October 31st, but it will really be November 6th, 7th, when the sun is at 15 Scorpio. And that's Candlemas, midwinter, May Day, mid-spring, Lammas, midsummer. So this is the exact mid-season. Now we've rounded it off, and we like everything, but they were called the four gates of power. When power was especially, the quality and intelligence of that season was especially eager to collaborate, you know, to come on in. This midpoint. And then for bonus points, right, we have a full moon on Halloween because the gods are very, let's help these humans out. And it is, again, very inviting, very inviting. And we'll well, let me, yes, the there's the grief and the thing and the I will come back to that, but I guess our convening has a rhythm of its own. Never mind these notes. Okay. So what I've been saying to Deborah, because we're going to kahoot on our Halloween event as we invite in what wants to happen on Saturday, and all of you are invited as guests. There will be much perhaps that is familiar and much that isn't. We'll see. But from Dionne Fortune, I so love this full moon, and I so love her take on the full moon, and it's from the novel Moon Magic. And she's got this great character, right? Morgan Le Fay Morgan. We're inviting fictional characters into our council as well. Morgan Le Fay Morgan begins with a soliloquy. I am Morgan Le Fay Morgan, priestess of Isis in the modern world. Isis, goddess of nature. Thank you. And this is what I do. And this is the purpose of ritual magic, is to spiral into group mind, expanded wisdom and tolerance, and other things. But the night of the full moon, she's outside her house, which she's dedicated as we do. That's right, I will not pay attention to the chats at the moment. Okay. She's outside her house, which she's dedicated as a place of, you know, magic thing. But nothing's going right. She's outside grumpy, going, no, it's just not going right. And the thing and the guy's not working and the electric bill and the whatever the thing, just, and the election and the Supreme Court and the just, and she walks back in and she sees the humble vase of flowers that she'd placed on the table and dedicated Saturn as an invitation for Isis to come back into the world. And she sees the full moon shining through the window, illuminating this humble vase of flowers. And she feels this incredible downrush, like, and she goes, whoa, it didn't matter that I was grumpy or worried or distracted. The dedication of the humble vase of flowers had clearly been accepted. And in the language of the adepts, I was back on my contacts, which is a lovely occult antique term, to be back on one's contacts. This full moon is very eager to be played with that way. And let's remind that one of the purposes of art is to serve as a, to magnetize power into the world, to animate the proffered template, whether it's, vase of flowers, whether it's our altar, whether it's our ballot, whatever it is. But it's like, this is a very, there's a lot available with which to cooperate. And then just to play, you know, just going back to Mars for a moment, and I'll bring up charts and whatnot, and people can chime in too. We're experimenting. Saturn has just stepped off my ascendant, so I'm more here. Thank you all. Thank you all for waiting. Oh, there we go, more here. And so together we're all crafting, you know, how shall we have the most effective fun together? So, you know, to leave room for actual, excuse me, for actual counseling and to and fro to feel the rhythm. And we'll get the hang of this. But, so Mars Day, Tuesday, and a little cornmeal glyph, right? Also, it's our desire. And the Western occult tradition also begins by saying, do not turn the page, do not do anything else until you answer the question, what do you desire? And don't make it abstract, like world peace. Make it tangible and make it honest. And the way I've learned it, and we'll begin to incubate, is that, and you don't tell anybody this particular, we have many things to share, but the particular, what do I most want? You know, and what's the next step of that? And what does it look like and smell like and taste like and feel like for self? And for world, now we'll share many things we hope for the world, right? But the thing that we begin now, and just add a little bit of imaginative texture each night and each morning. Doesn't, you know, some things, this really is true, some things that take time give us more time. It's sort of a mystery. And we go, I don't have time to spend 5 minutes at night visualizing. And it's like, that's why we're gathering, to help each other out and to do as much as possible while we're here together as well, so that we've actually blessed the world. There we go. And whatever else we do is extra. All right. No rules, but guidelines, right? So, right. And that's why a great 19th century magician, Eliphas Levy, and we might as well invite him in. I mean, it's very palpable, pulsing around here, spirits, like, ooh. So Eliphas Levy, you know, said to know, to dare, to will, and to be silent, meaning we don't talk out the desire while we're cooking it, this particular thing, this particular desire. And in the Builders of the Adytum, we would preface it by saying, I will apply all my powers to achieve the following aim. That's builder's material, but we can shuffle the words, but that's the gist of it, going there. And then to see it, to add texture, to dance with it. This is all very, you know, Neptune. Before we go to the chart, did everybody find their broom? Does everybody have their broom? Oh, wait, let me open the chat in case there's anything crucial going on over there. Oh, okay. Darcy's left. That's good. Reciprocal blessings. Oh, that's great. wonderful, wonderful. So just for the fun of it, do we have our participatory brooms? Anybody have brooms? Okay. So brooms are wonderful, good. And, you know, right after we deconvene, because we're going to keep boundaried time, and you all will help me, Venus will enter Libra forwards and Mercury will back into Libra right around, you know, some minutes after we deconvene, into 9, into 6 p.m.-ish. We go, ooh. And I remember Marie Laveau, may she be part of our council, whenever she wanted to stir things up, and she was a political spiritual being for sure. So she would grab her broom, you know, and she'd open the back door and sweep all the demons out, wah, 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 and open the front door and welcome in the good. Wah, wah, wah. Brooms, very effective brooms. And so that's always good. Remember, ritual is not some arbitrary thing that somebody else tells one to do, stand on your left foot underneath the full moon. And you know, it's any physical thing we do that we imbue with dedicated symbolism. So we can sweep the floor, or we can sweep out the demons out of our house and the body politic. And I've been having such a good time in even the most casual of conversings by going in my body and the body politic, you know, with the dentist drilling decayed teeth, and I go, my decayed teeth. And that's the symbol for the full moon, right? This upcoming full moon, the sun's image will be a dentist drilling decayed teeth. And it's like, oh, very literal. And so as he's going away, I go, oh, thank you, Dr. Starr, that is his name, in my body and the body politic. And he's like, oh, I'm totally into that, right? And you know, Kathy Pagano got her, you know, her bank account hacked after she set up her money animal. And I got identity hacked and somebody making their fifth attempt at a Capital One card. So I had to talk to the fraud department, right? And lovely person. And I said, well, thank you for rooting out, you know, corruption and fraud, you know, in my case and in the world, right? And I go, you voted. And she goes, already have, absolutely, with you, you know, within the constraints of your call is being recorded for quality purposes. But it was very jolly. So everyone going, and the brooms, we're thinking of 12 years ago. And so I'm rummaging around, right? I mean, I think, I don't know if everybody's doing this, but maybe it's just those people having Saturn on their ascendant, but there's quite a lot of us here who have Saturn on the ascendant. So backs of closets. So 12 years ago, one Jupiter cycle, there we are. I have a whole stack of these. And I do remember that many things that we want to bring into play from 12 years ago for all of us, you know, just priming the pump of where was I 12 years ago? Jupiter was then where it is now, right? That's the Jupiter cycle. You know, on that day, that newspaper thing, and I, no matter how disappointed, and I hope we all compost that word, people might have been about Obama, I want to declare that election and that inauguration was magic, no matter what. And there was a whole bunch of people with brooms, witches and brooms. We went down the day before the inauguration to do a sweeping at the Jefferson Memorial. And everywhere we went, you know, the cops, there was just incredible harmony. People were like, oh, here's the witches with the brooms. What kept you so long to sweep out corruption, right? And they were really, you know, up for that. And we did brooms around the Jefferson Memorial. That was good. But before that, the concert at the Lincoln Memorial, and I might have told you this, but we're doing it with more woof. Don't know what that is. Can't tell. Sorry, excuse me, technical things. You be quiet. And again, getting back in touch. So I had a quirky friend in a quirky synchronous way who was, you know, police and in charge of the FBI, the Park Service liaison to the FBI security for that inauguration. And just to remind us, I called her up and I go, is it time to do some magic? Because we'd done that before. And she's like, yes, come over right away. Map magic. And so we put out a map of DC, laminated, you know, is useful because you'll see what's going to happen to it. And then she said, we've never had this many death threats, right? Just all over. There's this and Al-Qaeda over here. And I go, no, Al-Qaeda, I don't think so because it's too popular. But we're worried about this and we're a bit. So we took, you know, in the spirit of, you know, the cornmeal, right? We put cornmeal around the places that she thought were dangerous for rocket launchers and things. And I go, all right, there. And honey. And it's all kitchen magic, right? Symbolic magic is part of our dedicated thing. As a little, I hope I come back to this. Maybe Aaron will remind me to reference Shambles, right? So she goes, oh, but we're so worried about the huge numbers at the Lincoln Memorial concert, right? And all it takes is one person with a gun and, you know, there's crazy panic. And I just said to her, being better than myself, let's invite you to think of our citizens, not so much as a mob to be managed, but as citizen allies to be engaged. And she's like, okay, so we put honey on lots of little symbolic citizens there, whatever, you know. And the concert at the Lincoln Memorial, Willie Nelson was there. I mean, everybody was incredibly good sports. Everybody was completely equal. It was freezing cold the day before for the rehearsal. And everyone was game and jolly and up. And the day of the concert and then the brooms and the whatever, there was magic in the city. The city had never been so happy. Maybe the Women's March, you know, on January 21st, 2017 was equal, different, but equal in its extremely good vibes. The atmospherics, like the city was coming alive. There was no crime in Washington then at all. And it was the boundaries, the connections, the running into people you hadn't seen in years. Anyway, I just want to put a little 2 cents back in there.
Caroline?
Yeah.
Susan Brooks.
Yes.
May I ask, or I will ask, that as we are gathered and as you are talking, can you take that image you just made of the honey around Washington, D.C., and can we not wrap it around all the red and blue states all the people who absolutely think the world will end if Trump is not elected again, and all the people who think the world is going to end if Biden isn't elected.
And except that part's true. Progressive Tourette syndrome.
Because there's something so much bigger.
Right. No, that's good.
That's what we're talking about, isn't it?
Yes, that is good. And I do invite people to, you know, there's a plethora of metaphors to animate each according to our customized affinity, but map magic is quite wonderful. And also I do watch TV news and it's going to happen, but I do put, you know, sage and candles and tarot and cats in front of it and stuff. But map magic is a wonderful thing to do because, and then for everyone, you know, autonomy is a sacrament, and our trickster guide, you know, Yarnus, trickster, coyote, raven, you know, likes against all odds, is nature's experimental genius that has no category about success, fail, only try that, right? Other parts of us do, right? But it's like, try that, nope, nope, try that, nope, try that. And see, it's so strong right now that it's like, no, no, yes. You know, and so, like for me today, you know, aspiring to be, you know, a responsible semi-grown up for the team, going, well, let me do what I'm saying. Let me just, and it's like, oh, that does feel good. Oh no, that's right. That's, oh, this is real. Oh, really good. Yeah. So, yeah, no, but honey on the maps, absolutely. And dissolving.
Can I add something, Caroline?
Please, please.
Thank you. And because, thank you, Susan, I think it's a great idea. Honey on the maps, just where you're going, Caroline. So hold on to that phrase that you were beginning to utter so you can come back to it. Because I want to go back to go forward and say, you know, I don't know if people have seen the movie about the Chicago 7. Mm. It's a very important concept to me in that movie is when Rennie continues to write down the names of those who have died. And then at the very end, Tom Hayden reads those names. So it's the remembering and going like, what is it that we do desire? There's our question. What do we desire? Self and world, so that we don't lose that great context of remember what the point is, no matter how many distracting, whoa, this is happening, there's a fire,
we gotta put it out. Hold one moment, because somebody needs to mute themselves maybe after they were speaking, because it's possibly Susan. Okay, that's good. All right, now back to you, Deborah.
Okay, I think that I've said everything. I think I saw people nodding their heads and going, yes, I understand. It's really what's the... make sure that we keep in mind what's our goal, what's the aim, what's the desire, world, self, both.
World, self, both, yes. And see, in the Western tradition, and there are many, there is no one anything, no one teaching, no one, we're all gathering, and in the spirit of Jupiter is syncretizing from our own journeys what works. But the Western desire, you know, is it's not the Eastern transcendent, when can I leave this veil of suffering into enlightenment, you know, whatever. No, it's full incarnational sensuality. It's good to be here. You know, Taurus, Scorpio, Taurus, the symbol circle with the horns, not the bull. It's the womb and the fallopian tubes coming into it. And Taurus is, why does creation create? Why do we make bread? Why do we do anything? You know, and Taurus is for pleasure and sensual, incarnational, participatory animism. And I'm inviting us to think of, well, everything. It's a form of manners, right? Animism is not a belief. It's a form of manners. So even, you know, some time, hours back, I was having a very challenging time putting my contact lens in, going, oh, and it's like, okay, hello, we're partners now, right? There we go. There you go. It's very easy, right? Because you know how we Mars, how we can animate something antagonistic, like we put it on the shelf and it falls down and we go, God damn it, we put it on the shelf so it falls. You know, we're animating the world in a not necessarily antagonistic way as opposed to a partner way. And Mars, woofiness on Vision Quest, Mars's image today is a hammock stretched between two trees. We go, oh, that's good too. Swinging.
I have to jump in here.
Yes, yes.
I put so my special place where I've been making offerings and saying prayers is a stone circle underneath a spruce tree, a blue spruce tree, and I just bought a camping hammock, and I put it right there, which I had planned to anyway. And I've been leaving things like walnuts for the squirrels and little bits of roasted tomato, and they're instantly gone and things like that. But the hammock, it's just become both like a place to meditate, a reward, a way of being outside, a way of being kind of suspended between all the worlds in a way. It's been really powerful.
That's great. Now let me read you just the full Sabian, because that's the way to be most effectively woofy right now, right? And so when we get overheated, hammock, Rachel's hammock, a hammock stretched between two trees, organizing one's options, finding one's own rhythm, pausing for renewal, balancing activity and rest, pushing till the energy shifts, Yeah, there we go. Anyway, so the whole hammocks are just fabulous thing. Well, good for you. No, literalized metaphor. It's all happening. So I just have a little smidgen of a fun thing. I think I can do this. That's right. Yeah, in its own whatever the thing is. Right. So just a little bit of this fun thing. Here we go. There we go. Whoops. That's Grand Isle, Michigan. There we go. It's very charming. I've seen the original witches in England do it, and the Grand Isle, Michigan, they gathered together, and this is their third year. Oops. Wait, there's voices coming from somewhere. I don't know where. Oh, wait. Is that? No. Oh, wait. Sorry. No. Okay, there we go. No. I see voices coming from me. There we go. Right. Okay. That's from the YouTube realm. Yes. So, and also there's a couple of shots of that too. And I love that way in the back, there's a police car, just along watching them, protecting the witches. And we go, that's very good behavior, police, protecting witches. Excellent. That's super wonderful. So yes, there's that. Okay, now I'm just going to move us in for a moment. Whoops, no, don't do that. Okay. I see I seem to have... feel free to carry on among yourselves while I... Oh, no, here we go. Right. And then maybe we want to gaze at the chart, but also do people have... Oh, we've got our broom that's really useful. And again, sweeping away, broom, very good for these next foreseeable future times. Brooms, highly effective. I don't know, brooms are just so wonderfully amusing. And then did we have time to gather our wand, even if it's a stick, right? Anything you can make believe, our coin. Oops, I know I have a coin somewhere. It'll do. All right, coin,
Yes, we have coin for our money animal. Well, I'll just make it a bear. Okay. Oh yeah, here we go. Coins. Right. Ah, okay, so we have our wand, our coin, our chalice, which we want to infuse before we deconvene with all kinds of good blessings and trickster things for self and world. There we go, we put that there. And our sword. So as we honor Mercury, magician, presiding over this election, all these tools, again, literal, metaphorical, right? The wand, remember, the magician has wand up, right? This is all about inviting in power. We don't source power. We invite it. The modern world has mistaken dominance and control for power, but we go, no, dominance, control are the toxic mimic of power. Let go of control so power can come in, but also absolutely invite. So this is inviting, it's the thing, and then right hand, and then the left hand is pointing at the fertile garden. You know, and the way the tarot cards, many of you know, are familiar, you know, but the fool, right, the magician, and then the magician makes love to the high priestess, and she gets pregnant, which is the empress, the blooming of the desirable garden. There's a whole story sequence. But the reason, you know, as we're just gathering things from all over, swords, knives, very wonderful. And something that stayed with me forever was I had a psychic masseuse once, for real, really good. And she goes, oh, there's all these cords, you know, connected to your solar plexus, all these people kind of wanting things from you, you know. And she goes, let's cut those connections. We go, okay, you know, and sort of it's the Saturn part of the Jupiter blessing that's like blessings, and now we're cutting cut above and to the east and to the west and to the north and to the south and underneath your feet, just in case anything's sneaky. But what I liked about it, she said, we're cutting those cords at one end and seeing all those people standing strong in their own autonomy at the other, right? So it's not yucky vampires. It's like, no, you're doing fine. You're doing just great over there. So the sword, you know, for disconnecting. And then we have our, you know, our ballots, you know, again, I'm so impressed with so many people. And Aaron's done a fabulous job of our little resource realm and people's ballots so far. I'm still working on mine, but I have one in the tree, which I do visit, and that feels great. And I gave it cornmeal and honey and red pepper for voter turnout. It's the chart of the election day. I went there again to give it lavender to cool it. I've got some more gifts, right? And, you know, and somebody had said, you know, last time, they don't like this wheel and deal idea with nature, you know, come from the heart, not the whatever. We go, it's many ways, you know, it's the same, we're in accord. It's wolf, wolf, wanna play, but it is reciprocity. You know, I have brought this for you, thank you so much. You know, and, you know, this would be our wish, right? And in return, what would you like from me, right? It's you know, wheel and deal is a coyote term, but we don't mean it like a used car salesman, for goodness sake. You know, but it is, it's play and contract. And I know it's real, let me put it that way. And I know it's real when in small ways I've gone, you know, just even, oh, doggies, I will take you for a walk in a half hour when I finish with this client. And then a half hour and I've got other stuff to do. And it's like, well, they don't really know that I said that. And it's like, yes, they do. Yes, they do. You know, keeping our word within flexible moments. We don't want to finger wag at ourselves. You know, we go, but it's the general direction. And that's why as we put things on our altar to play with, you know, and there's no cringing in this council, right? No cringing, okay. Cringing into the cauldron. You know, anything is, any inch by, right, the wonderful saying, yard by yard, life is hard. Inch by inch, life's a cinch. There we go. It's the general direction, and the aspiration. And does it feel good? It's not an outsourced Saturn, like, oh, I didn't do my homework, or even me, I didn't do my homework. It's not, right, I like this little chant I've made up. So it's not got to, right? I've got to do this, right? Which is outsourced Saturn and creates resistance and is the, it is the root of procrastination. I've got to do this, right? I get to do this, Jupiter, you know? It's like, oh, I get to do these fun things. We get to convene. Oh, we get to, anyway, just a little play there too. Right. So let me pull up chart just for the fun of it now and see where we, oops, there we go, and see where we be. Where be we? Okay, so here's our chart for now, and we can, you know, and also something for the council to consider. I'm slowly loading those who want their birthdays and stuff into our council realm, and we can take little looks at people's charts and as we go. But for now, here's the chart of right now, and let me put inside it the election chart, right? So just for the fun of it. Okay. So where all the planets are right now is the outer rim. And Susan had said that she couldn't see the little pointer. But I hope you can see it so it's not annoying. But I will dance a little bit with this. And
yes, I can see it now, Caroline. Thank
aha,
you.
Aha. There we go. I'm glad. So we know some things. Oh, look, the sun is my Mercury. So here's Mercury retrograde right now. So it's going backwards to, this is where it'll be on election day. Just nim. This is our magician. This is again, so that we use a double Mercury retrograde, because the last time it was retrograde and stationed on election day was the year 2000. Right, decided in the Supreme Court, and we go no. But working with everything, so we have no air planets in this chart. Right, it's one fire, that's Mars, in a hammock, and five Earth. Dum dum. We're really here. Dum. Zero air. Four water. So it's all earth and water to work with. But we provide the air. Tease molecules of playful levity into the dark, serious places. There we go. Jaunty, says Wendell Berry, be jaunty even though fully informed. So may the winds of democracy sweep away all delusion, right? Yeah, because in keeping with what I think it, wait, oh, I just, my memory is still coming back to me. I think it was Susan who just said, you know, maybe we be, you know, may all the people be happy no matter what. We go, yes, but in keeping with Dion Fortune, you know, can't tell you when the war will end, but we'll tell you how when the conditions that gave rise to it are addressed. And we go, right, so we'll have a little closing imagining of, you know, dissolving delusion. You know, may the winds of democracy sweep away all delusion, right? And we can leave it to the gods to determine what's de ludo. Ludo is game. De ludo is out of the game. Illusion is in ludo, in the game, right? We participate with shifting illusions, since we can never attain certainty about reality. It's a shape-shifting thing. But in ludo is good. De ludo, may the winds of democracy sweep away all delusion and leave everyone self-possessed rather than possessed. I'm using that one a fair amount. So for the fun of it, yeah, there's much beauty. And so Mercury will be going backwards, and its degree right now at zero Scorpio, it's the elixir of compassion after the biter has been bit. So it's kind of spicy and interesting and dark, but it acknowledges, you know, in the fairy tale, you know, the hero or heroine
all does sketchy things, you know, and a lot of the fairy tale initiation, you know, or we were mean or churlish. Remember in the Gurdjieffian level chart, which is fun over there, which we presented, you know, but it's so interesting that remorse is the highest of the negative states. Because it's where we do see where we were churlish in life's generous. Like, would you like to thank this person? Would you like to speak to your dad before he dies? Would you like to? No. or we see that going, oh, ooh. I think it's an important personal and collective remorse, acknowledgement. Like, whoa, phew. I highly recommend Tremaine Lee as a wonderful New York Times reporter who went with another New York Times Black reporter into the South. And we can post this if you don't know it already. Stone Ghosts of the South is very powerful documentary, so well done, of journeying into the Confederacy, still huge 60-foot statues of Confederates in, you know, in front of courthouses that were put up fairly recently. Anyway, it's all good to know, right? Remorse, personal and collective. And then, well, we'll keep playing here, you know. We love that the sun will be at 11 Scorpio, which is the Renaissance Council. That's us. And then also, you know, I've been doing readings for people. It's all been synchronously pretty great. Everybody's like all hands on deck. Let's do what we can in the spirit of the way we are approaching things. And one woman said that she has a Tuesday group that has been meeting for some years that gathers, and I go, excellent, excellent. That's good. Right. And other people are coming in with things. So we're all part of something, right? And again, it's the Marie Laveau quote about her. She did not create cultural movements, but a woman of her substance understood what was at stake. She saw a role to be played, played it to the hilt, helping to coalesce a scattered and oppressed people into a moment of cultural ecstasy, right? So these movements, which are really represented by the outer planets, this death and rebirth dynamic, but also, you know, the full moon is before the election, right? And so that's when the sun will be at 8 Scorpio and the moon will be at 8 Taurus. Conjoin Uranus. It's so kind and spicy. The full moon, the moon is called exalted in Taurus, Big Mama, all the creatures, you know, a wonderful life for the children of all species. You know, in our prayers, right? And so the on the full moon, which the night will be the 30th, because the full moon is going to be at 10:49 a.m. East Coast time on the 31st. But it's all around, and we note specificity, but we don't fetishize it. So we go, oh, well, that's good. But so the sun will be at 8 Scorpio, dentist drilling decayed teeth. The moon and Uranus is the antidote. And that's a beautiful image. It's well, I wrote it down, but it's the Sabian is a Christmas tree making light in darkness, and a vital affirmation of a desirably transformed future through celebration. That's Uranus now, and that's the moon then, presiding over all of this call and response. Remember, dedicated acts of beauty invite power into the world. It's part of our skill set. And see, Venus, okay, so tonight, Venus is at 29 Virgo 54, the last degree of Virgo. And after we waft into our private realms, she will enter Libra, her own realm. But first, it's cumulative. So she was at 28 Virgo yesterday, which is Carmen Snyder's moon. I noticed I'm brewing us together here, which is a fabulous degree, 28 Virgo, because she's carrying everything with her and we with it. And we all have different charts, but we all are in this dream. So I love checking out Carmen's chart and going, ooh, her moon in Virgo. My moon's in Virgo. It's the witch's moon, the writing craft moon, the literature moon, but the image for Carmen's moon and Venus yesterday bestowing to us is in a cave overhung with twisted roots. A seeker pours over the glowing pages of an illuminated alchemical manuscript. And we go, oh, it's so beautiful. It's nature, of course, and so much knowledge, so much knowledge. So now Venus has moved 1 degree forward, and her image is a woman calmly cleaning the house in the midst of an earthquake. An emergency call, one's attention goes to matters at hand. Now we're back to Ron Kauk, great mountain climbing, gentle man who has transformed rock climbing from macho thing to Venusian intimacy, working with incarcerated kids to bring them back into the embrace of nature. And they do, right? Because he has Mars credibility. He's done these impressive things. So we bestow this on Mars, that Mars is strong enough to be gentle. You know, and may the rock climb be like a hammock. There we go. Okay. So emergency call, one's attention goes to matters at hand. And then see, this is, it's very beautiful. And then Mercury's at zero Scorpio retrograde. So Mercury at the same time is going to back into Libra. Venus is going to go forward. So they're entering the beginning and the end of Libra together. And we go, that's great. And we can play with that for the moment. But for us right now, well, I'll leave it there. I mean, you can always ask for more or less of whatever we're doing, going, what about this? Or what about, sorry, don't mean to, now what? There we go. All right. Oh, okay. It's the, our characters have a mind of their own. But I do want to, all right, let me.
Caroline?
Yes.
Can I ask about all of this earth in this chart? I mean, you mentioned it, how deep this, whoa, the election chart, all of that earth in the third house. Can you talk about that?
Right. That's good, because now it's in our eighth house, right? So so we are participatory. So Jupiter, Pluto, Saturn, and when we began tonight, the rising sign was 22 Taurus. This is a live action screen shaver, so it's moved now, right? Oh, we have some air as about 20 minutes ago. So Pluto in the sky is at 22 Capricorn. Now, part of our aspirational dedication is to animate the desirable, lest we leave it by default to the Dementors. So Pluto in Capricorn, Pluto is really our mission. It's what did we come here to do, right? It does have a little creative angle to Neptune. So it says, we'd like everybody to wonder, we wonder, what did we come here to do? You know, whatever it was, now would be really good, right? So it's mission. And it's also a vision of a society, its image, where it's been spending so much time. It began January 12th of this year, when Pluto and Saturn and Jupiter and Mercury, Jupiter was a little further, but anyway, it was a huge conjunction at 22 Capricorn. death, rebirth, cauldron, pandemic, collapse, social movements. But Pluto was there then, and now it's back. And this particular degree is about the right people being honored in a culture. Thank you. The frontline workers, the noble people, the really admirable qualities, you know, and for us, you know, it's also to embody going mission. So all of that earth, and I'm sorry for making our panel dizzy, but anyway, so all that earth, yes. And see, all of these Capricorning beings, they do square Mars, but Mars is in a hammock now. And don't forget Eris, goddess of disruption, way out in the Kuiper Belt. And she's an effective part of our strategy. What would we like disrupted? Anything up to no good. The polluting industries, you know, all of that. And her image, in what way shall we be creatively disruptive? This is important to, liberate the Dementors, bless their hearts. Steve Bannon is very up for disruption, but no, Eris doesn't like that sort of disruption, cruelty. Oh, not cruelty. But anyway, so Eris, especially her Sabian, is curtains blown inward in the shape of a cornucopia, letting in fresh air. We were just talking about that. Whew. Open the, you know, the back door and the front, open the front door and sweep out the demons and open the back door, let in the good thing, and then run around the house a couple times. And if you don't have a front door and a back door, just, you know, draw one. Purpose of art is to draw doors in the wall of the reality police. So blessings and goodness and that which is better than ourselves can enter the world. So thank you, Eris. So these are all square, but notice the beautiful thing, which is really this moment to take with us. They are all trining 100, so squares and turbulence and description and instruction. And they're all trining Venus, again, craft. Venus in Virgo, craft. As Max Dashue says, craft means power from dedication. Our crafty selves, our crafty ballots, our crafty altars, our crafty brooms. Or whatever. Yeah. And it's a trine, which is, trines are, and they do best when people are cultivated, right? To go, yes, we do want to make practical beauty. Yes, we do want to make altars. Yes, we do want to send tangible blessing. And yes, when we ask ourselves, what do we desire, that it be, it's like the power of all blessings, right? As you were saying, Deborah, you know, and John O'Donohue, the blessing, the metaphor wants to be sensually specific, right? Not enlightenment. No, it's like, no. You know, the cloak of solace around your shoulders, the pathway from your sinking ship that the moon creates. So the blessings are often painting with words so that the metaphors can incarnate into actuality. So not only is it trine Venus, an emergency call, one's attention goes to matters at hand. It's dangerous. You know, there's heat, there's hot fires, the world's on fire, there's cuckoo militia people cooling them out, lavender mist, there you go. And remember, team, we have so much fun to do, and feel free to file scouting reports, our phaser settings, right? Expanding our phaser settings from, as Eddie Izzard said, you know, Star Trek, advanced civilization, but their phaser settings only had two settings, stun or kill. And he goes, we want many, many, many more phaser settings. You know, sudden interest in botany setting. Oh, I'm a militia guy. Oh, look at the moss. That's fantastic. Yeah. You know, and he's got a whole list of them, but sudden interest in botany is my favorite. You know, and I'm just encouraged, you know, so again, all of our metaphors, you know, may we all have a quiver filled with arrows, tipped with compassion, with tyranny as its target. Fatum, fatum. And that's part of our, you know, I think I mentioned putting people in the freezer, right, to cool them out. It's a blessing, right? All those abusing power, be moved to a place they can no longer harm themselves by harming others, because we are friends of their souls. We are friends of their indictment and accountability, because it's not good for anyone to get away with cruelty and tyranny. We're rooting for everybody. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Or that's a story anyway, and we're sticking to it. So all that earth, planting in the earth, giving presence to the earth, you know, weaving our intimacy. So I'm having a good time doing what we're doing, because weaving like with that tree, right? Going, all right, that particular sycamore tree, it's like, I can feel it now, right? It's like, hello, right? The spending of time at a particular place. Oh, who's seen my octopus teacher? Oh boy. I highly, oops, now what have I done? I've made all the people go away. How did that happen? Wait a minute, let me,
Okay, now they're back. Okay. so my octopus teacher, oh, I have random notes here. I wonder if I can find them. But I highly, yes. It's a great thing. So who saw my octopus teacher? Just Suzanne, Anne, right? Oh, Mary's got a press photo up instead of herself. Okay, that's good. Okay, that's never mind. All right, but I do highly recommend it. oh, there you are. Are you intending to? Oh, that's right. You've seen it. Oh, did you watch it twice?
Yes, I did watch it twice, and I wanted to mention one of my. Well, there are so many, many beautiful takeaways, but one of the ones that I wanted to mention now was the fact that he mentioned, and he said that 2/3 of the octopus's learning capacity was in its limbs. And I just want to give a vote for that we not just work with this, because I know just from looking at your faces, I haven't met a lot of you, but I can tell that we're learning from our back bodies and from our feet on the ground and from our reaching out toward each other and from our breath even. So I loved that about my octopus teacher. I thought that was a very important thing to remember myself when I go, oh, cellular consciousness in every part of me and in every part of everything, in the tree where I am making offerings or in the grasses or in this particular constellation of birds that is flying over. I've been very, very attracted to the migrating birds that are going through Vermont at this time of year. And so consciousness everywhere.
Lovely. So I do encourage my octopus teacher as part of our dream field, right? It's the man is visiting a particular deep place in the ocean a lot and weaving intimacy with this one extraordinary creature, this liquid octopus, who only lives a year, so smart, so ingenious in a year. And we go, oh, we have so many years, you know, what should we do with that? And so we're welcoming absolutely the ingenuity of the octopus and how admirable it is. and I love this quote from Lewis Hyde, which brings the octopus into our council. Trickster myth derives creative intelligence from appetite. It begins with a being whose main concern is getting fed. And it ends with the same being grown mentally swift, adept at creating and unmasking deceit, proficient at hiding tracks, one's own tracks, and at seeing through the devices used by others to hide theirs. These are all very useful skills. Trickster starts out hungry, but before long he/she is master of the kind of creative deception that, according to a long tradition, is a prerequisite of art. You go, that's fun, part of our Venus craftiness. Right, and then just a little bit before we do our exorcism dance and our deconvening randomly here, Rachel says, I went straight to Earth, get people to the falls physically. Yeah, all right, that's good. Phaser setting, sudden interest in investigating multiple news sources to balance political views. Excellent, yeah, okay, let's there's a theme that's really good. Air to frame and reframe. It's not homework, but shared work, says Kathy. We are making our lives sacred. Yeah, and we're helping each other energetically. I that is our dedication, and I feel it to be true. It's like it's happening. You know, there's enough dedication. And I've been to many bad rituals, right? Where it was like, oh God, it's so cheesy, when it just, I can't believe these people are doing that. And then at a certain point, you can feel it come in, like, and the gods are like, yeah, it's cheesy. It was cheesy, but it's enough. We're in. And you can feel that. It's like, whoa. Okay. So there we go. Other wonderful things that I will read. Oh, ballot as a tiny birch bark canoe. That is so great. Oh, I love that. Sail out, little candle. Like, yeah, childhood. Everything we've ever done is coming back to us. Oh, I'm so impressed. It's a little tiny birch bark canoe, right? Many things inside. That's great. Circle of trees, says Mary Lounsbury.
the braiding together of roots under me, also a hammock, beautiful, beautiful. Yes, yes, Elena, behaving as if the God in all life mattered. I just ran across that in my library going, oh, wait, I could look at that again. That's really good. Yes, a figure with a mop top is good. Brooms, okay, improvising. I'm going backwards here. It's retrograde. Tiny broom, corn husk broom, something like a broom. Yeah, the gist of it. It's the gist. The gods are very forgiving. If you go, I don't have a broom, but I just drew one. Fine. And Kay says she woke up this morning on the other side trying to find my dog Molly, who passed 2 years ago. Yes, that's very happening now. Right. Yeah. Hi there, Delia. Every morning. Yeah. That's good. East for blood ancestors, south for soul ancestors, west for co-creative ancestors, north for earth body ancestors. Beautiful. The practice, yes. Alhamdulillah. Right. Wonderful. Okay.
Can yes. I invite? I would like to invite all of you to be with me and with my ritual, which will be on Friday, is the 40th day after my mother's death. She was 100 years, 6 months, and 5 days old when she died, and she'll be buried at 1 o'clock on Friday. Ooh. So I invite you all to dance, pray, weep, touch the ground, pour water, shake, make sounds with your voices and with bells and whistles, or any other thing that you desire to do. And her name was Catherine.
With a C or a K?
With a K. With a K. A lot of people called her K. Yeah.
Catherine Felmuth,
yes.
Ah, definitely. It's on my calendar. And how very potent that, timing.
Yeah. Right?
The 40th day. Yeah. Absolutely. Definitely. Right. And there's so many, I'm pouring over everything that everybody sent, and I just want to also honor Milda, who had sent such a thoughtful note working on integrating and embracing paradox, and then said, I felt hesitation putting George Washington into the cauldron. Our ancestors leave us a collective karma to purify or not. Right, and see, one of the things I liked about the repurposing of the statues is that it's liberating those beings too. Go! Change your mind, right? Are not the souls of our ancestors still evolving on a spiritual level? Is it not a mutual process? Yes, I really like that. And see, I muffed your eloquence into a too simple without its guiding, so that one of our great teammates are like, no, George Washington was a dingbat, or whatever, which is true too. But I wanted to honor the nuance and grace of your Milda's, complexity going, right. I mean, my parents are much more tolerant now that they're dead. I mean, our relationship is hugely improved. And I loved my neighbor Missy coming over when I'd had a picture of them before I knew them, looking very glamorous. And I'd found this really great frame and put it on the ancestor wall. Ancestor walls are humming now. Feeding them is good. To and fro between worlds. That's great. And Missy said, look how approving they are of you. And it's like, it's true. It's like Harry Potter's parents' portrait. It's like they do. They look so approving in a way that they really never quite, while alive. So liberating the dead. And that's part of, our spicy blessings to all beings. And then, all right, whoops, let me do that thing. And then before we go dancing our way, does anybody want to bring up any old thing? I'm going to honor Jupiter a little bit right now. And then we will do our, our dancing and our blessing. But feel free, you know, ideally we create an atmosphere of where everyone's uniqueness is welcome, you know, and that we are all aspiring to bring up things before we mind them. Okay, that's what I just, ally etiquette will be part of next week's fun animation.
Here's something I'd like to bring up, if it's okay. You frequently mention cycles of 12 years. And I was talking with some friends recently, one of whom was at in 1999 in Seattle at the WTO protests. And he said he felt like this was when all the leftist and progressive activists actually got to meet each other. Everybody was out in the street. You got to see the labor people and the environmentalists and all the people with concerns about what was happening. And then we realized that 12 years later, the Occupy movement happened. So there's a cycle of 12 years.
Well, 99 to
2011.
Oh, right.
And then thinking ahead, 2011 to 2023, what's coming? And I went into the Chinese astrology, and that cycle is the year of the rabbit. 1999 was the earth rabbit. 2011 is a metal rabbit. And coming up is the water rabbit. So I feel like there's an opportunity to dream up what's going to emerge in 2023 as a continuation of this cycle. You know, we've met each other in Seattle. We put our flags in the ground all over the country during Occupy. So what happens here in two and a half more years? It's just...
Well, that's what we're here to animate, you know, and God, you know, remember, it's all earth and water, right? And I love Susan Shannon running prison ministry in San Quentin, saying that she loved it when these men that she all came to love experienced themselves as wet clay on the wheel. There's earth and water, wet clay on the wheel, right? We're shaping the thing. And how do we want that to go? And, you know, and cooperating, Mercury retrograde, you know, it reverses or slows things, but also things are available to be directed into the channel, right? Going, slow down anything up to no good, like drilling in the Arctic, no, slow way down, you know, and already where bad projects are running into trouble is they're not profitable. Right, so a number of the banks funding the drilling in the Arctic that is proposed, you know, they're like, there's no money, there's no profit to be made. We're going away. No, you come back here and destroy life. Anyway, so we're dissolving the war on life. There we go. And then the Jupiter 12-year cycle. Well, that's why I was sort of heartened to go 12 years ago was 2008. It was the 2008 election, which was the best election of my lifetime. I remember I had... fun political operatives in a good way. And we were like, man, it's 11 p.m. and we're all good. We're going home and getting a good night's sleep. It's the best election like ever. Now, the foibles and anything, but still not to be shamed out of the authentic magic of that time, moment, promise, right? So all that you say, Delia, absolutely, that's really great. And then for us, it's to begin to prime the pump. Jupiter says, here's Saturn, Pluto, death, rebirth, cauldron. And Jupiter's right there saying, whatever vessel of dedicated desire you, each one of us, puts on your altar, Jupiter says, I will fill it. So that's our aspirational working with this generous offer, to refuse which would be churlish and occasion remorse, right? Going, no, let's, oh, thank you, God's, you know, helping us out, you know, whatever we put on our altar, Jupiter says, I will fill it and animate it. And it's part of the play of this language, which is Saturn is really good at dedication, vows, defining things, but it's terrible. Like, well, how are we going to do that? And we go, actually, it's not, how is not Saturn's job? Saturn's job is what? Jupiter and Uranus chime in and go, we'll do booking. We'll do how. You tell us what. Do common sense things as they occur, because that's magic too. But don't let the compelling illusion of realism be an imaginative impediment to one's desire, right? Because Jupiter and Uranus go, we got this, if you play. It's all an evolutionary kind of assist, which is why I also wanted to put into, and Jupiter says, I've got to use the phrase wheel and deal, just translate it if you don't like it. There's a wheel and deal, Jupiter says. Jupiter says, I will make you wealthy by your definition of wealth, if you define wealth. And also ponder, consider, prime the pump of associative reverie about how we all got here from 12 years ago, one Jupiter cycle. And just in the hammock, heartbreaks, good things, jobs we had, jobs we didn't have, skills, good things, bad things, it all useful. They're all coming up so that everything, every skill is going to syncretize into a unique contribution that each one of us has. The inward dedication magnetizes the outward opportunity. It's part of our working play, you know.
Speaking of animation, Caroline, may I share my ballot, because it could benefit from a little animation. I made it this afternoon. It's out of paper, and I don't know if you all had fun making those little things when you were kids that were like.
Oh yes, cootie catchers.
Yeah. So I did that. And then, you know, where you make a choice which little square you want to open. So let's pretend it was that one. Anyway, it finally gets opened to this. I don't know if you can see it.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Yes, I don't want to grab the
wait.
Video.
Sorry, I had to jump in. Because it's got moving parts. That's it.
That's wonderful. No, that's so inspiring. Yeah, I want to be like you and Rachel. That's right, a spirit catcher, a cootie catcher. No, that's really clever and charming and wonderful. I love that.
It's totally beautiful. And can I ask, I saw Elena, you were going to show a picture a little while ago, and then it went away. Will you show what you were going to show? Is that
I will. Can you see this? I submitted it. This is Autumn Skies, amazing art. And this is my ballot. I know I kind of am using someone else's, but it's so amazing because my ballot and my prayer is, I'm voting for the awakening of grandmother heart mind. That's it. So all the young of all species are taken care of because the grandmother takes care of everyone and everything. And so she's the trickster shape-shifting. That's who it is. So this is, I'm going to put it on paper and put it in my special, but I have to share that I found this. Thank you for asking, Deborah. I live on Bonita and I found this incredible, thank you, Caroline, for giving us our homework from last week to find a special place in nature near my house. It's a few blocks north. The bay laurel that's on the babbling brook of Bonita, that's a few blocks from my house. And I've had just the most magnificent connection meeting the people there. Robert Reich happens to live across the street.
Oh, so wait, where is Bonita?
Bonita's in Berkeley.
Oh, thank you. Right, of course.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Yeah, but I have just had the most magnificent, saw a crayfish for the first time in my life, you know, the other day, and just so connected, getting so much information from this tree and from this place. I have a beehive that I recognize today. Some of my bees were there, and that's where they get their water, because I don't have water. Like, it's just been so incredible, and you know, bringing offerings every day, and I brought my son there, and we went under the tunnel that goes under Bonita, and it reminded me of a childhood house that I lived in that had a creek in the backyard with a tunnel under the street. Mm. So it has been really remarkable, and if I just wanted to encourage, if anyone has not found a place, I really encourage you to do that and connect with the place and bring offerings and then listen. Because really this bay tree the other day was, you know, just be like me. You are this channel and conduit between earth and sky. And so just deepen your roots and reach your branches, and that's it. That is all that we, that was the transmission of the, from the bay that day. So
that's fabulous. And do you live in that fabulous yurt?
I don't live. I do ceremony and dance and hold circles when we used to get together, you know, back
fabulous
COVID days. Yes.
Wonderful. Oh, thank you. That's so rich and good. Yeah, no, because we want to just as people find their little places where, and then we all get to decide. I think it's a great idea for us to cast our ballot. You know, I've already have one out there, but you know, but to take it to this place and cast it, you know, around, you know, I'm thinking Friday dusk evening into Saturday morning. I'm thinking of actually voting early at the full moon time. Don't know. Anyway, well, that's another thing. But where we all vote together-ish, right, within a time period. And we can all go, yeah, I'm up for that, or no, I whatever. But I'm suggesting that we would all, well, and remember, Deborah's mother is getting buried at 1 p.m. So it's like, well, that's beautiful. And then we're burying our votes to come alive, right, that evening. Anyway, it's all around then. So, wonderful, wonderful. So, and then just to add, we will continue to animate these things. So it's like, remember, we have our Hall of Philosophy clubhouse. I sometimes go there in my mind. It's pretty cute. Beneath that is the hub of the pub of the Hurling Coyote, right? Which is where in the spirit of Coyote that we go to metabolize poison by going, okay, and then burying it and then having a drink. So that's fun. But I also want to add, you know, from my friend Sylvia saying, oh, and the screenwriter's hut, right? As in the metaphysical days of Los Angeles, outside the big studios, there would be a funky screenwriter's hut where Aldous Huxley and, I mean, really interesting people would gather and, you know, write screenplays, right? So I want to add that to our realm. We have the Hall of Philosophy and underneath the thing, you know, the screenwriter's hut, very Jupiter, where we can gather, and the stories that want us to tell them are gathering there now, right? Cultivating story craft and 5-act structure, which we'll leave for next time to play with. Because and then also, before the council, we're going to begin deconvening because this is plenty of time and I don't want to, you know, Saturn, okay. But there's a lot of outtakes that we haven't gotten to this week yet. That's good. There was something I was going to ask everybody. So if people would like their chart addressed, I mean, I was perusing, I have almost, well, most people load it up into a particular file. Many of you are past clients. I was delighted going, hi there again. Some new, completely new people, that's great. And there's some, you know, that are really, well, Laura Toops, right? Your ascendant is 26 Capricorn. I hand the baton to you, right? Because my ascendant is 25 Capricorn and Saturn is right there. Okay, deep, serious time. And, you know, and Demophalmus Mercury is 2 Aquarius. And that's where, when we began, that's what was, our midheaven, which is, it's a great image, which is deserter from the Navy following their own wilderness path. It's just a really great, anyway, so I was just noticing who's humming and, you know, and wonderful things and, you know, hi to Kathy Pagano and McCarty Baker. I don't know if you're here on this call, but at some point McCarty Baker is the election chart. So there's all that. So feel
how we might want to fold in individual charts if we do in our full unfurling next gatherings. Right. So where have I guess it doesn't really matter. But I did want to play this piece of music. Everybody's up for it. It's Omar Khorshid. It's again, all these things rising from our past. And it's, wait a minute. Is there anything crucial here? Yes, love to play with charts some more. Yes, mine and others. Excellent. I will make copies of this chat, as does Aaron. All of it, sooner the better. Yes, all right. AOC 2024. All right. many good things. I will peruse them, not on your time. So this, in keeping with our beginning, and we'll all be invisible. I'm going to play music, and it's got it's Omar Khorshid, and it is a electric guitar version of something very powerful called an Egyptian czar, in which it summons spooky things. You'll hear it's very Halloweenish, right? And all art had a healing purpose. The purpose of this music was the dancer, in a good way, would invite the demons of the community to dance into allies, right? To dance into allies. So there's that. And then we have a brief little thing. So it's 5 minutes-ish, right? And I do invite everyone to undulate, to undulate and not to be self-conscious because nobody's watching, and what's going to come up is just a cheesy album cover, which is how I first came to know him. So don't mind that. This is such a tolerant group anyway. And just feel in the Jupiter thing, like, oh, it's where you really work out stuff. Okay, so here we go. All right, I can do this. I can do this. I think so. No, wait a minute. I bet. Okay, I'm going to play with this. There we go. Never mind. Okay, that's right. It's not going to. There we go. Don't mind the album cover. Wait. Excuse me. I just have to check this one thing. Yes, share computer sound. Thank you. That crucial thing. And optimize there. Okay. That's right. Thank you for your tolerance. Here we go. Okay, don't mind the album cover. Just close eyes and go with this music. Thank you.
All right. I love that. I hope everybody was undulating somewhere. So excellent. Thank you. Thank you. Blessings to everybody. So as we deconvene, there we go. If anybody wants to speak now, it would be good. But we have our chalice, perhaps, our chalice, into which all the goodness and blessings of this evening and all of our desirable qualities, the customized, calibrated version of Citizen Trickster we aspire to be with help. That's part of the Saturn deal. We can't even be who we want to be by ourselves. That's why we go, all right, this is the dedication. Hold me to this. Hold me to this, oh spirits of however we do address the divine. Oh spirit of woof that animates the universe, or your own terms of endearment for the big all. So in our Neptune, we call upon to solve a coagula. Dissolution is the secret of the great work, dissolving and shape-shifting all the receptors in individuals and the nation, the receptors for delusional crackpot virus, right? And see everybody freed up. Oh, I want to say about, your beautiful owl, the beautiful owl ballot, wonderful, with on the woman's head. We're bringing in Granny Weatherwax, right? Terry Pratchett's great character, who said that one of the ways as witches and wizards we can learn with manners is to wheel and deal with the owl, which is, oh, owl, may I ride with you tonight? And the owl goes, yeah, jump into my mind. This is a very shape-shifty time, very shape-shifty time to borrow qualities of intelligence, and it might be the purpose of humans to do that. But So all the blessings and desirable qualities, may they be infused in our chalice, which we might have on hand, you know. So a toast. Let's drink some of these blessings, right? And toast each other, you know, and spiral this heartening goodness out into the memosphere. There we go. Okay. We're done. does that feel useful, fun? Let me check the chats for anyway. People can loiter. Loitering is completely okay if you want to loiter. The guitar, right, exactly. The guitar. Right, it's a cheesy album cover, but he died young. Right, a few too many exorcisms, perhaps, but beloved, you know. If you look at the comment section and all of his YouTube things, it's like, oh, we love it. So I'm happy to bring Omar Khorshid back. He was important in my life, and I hope you enjoyed that. Oh yes, and shambles, right? Yeah, Aaron reminded. Oh yes, a human wants to speak.
Steve Anfine. I wanted to just briefly say something about the owl, and it's something for, okay, I had this experience of being around this owl quite a bit this one year, and I was sitting paying attention to it, and I got into it, and I could feel the owl when it took off. It actually left the limb by falling into its flight. It didn't jump off or do any of those things. It just spread its wings and allowed itself to just fall in. And then with its wings, it lifted into the movement that it created, and then it went into its soundless flight. And I think for us, that idea of allowing ourselves to just fall into this thing we're doing and let the momentum carry us through soundlessly, I think that we should take advantage of the Pluto thing and do a lot of our work quietly.
Yes.
Just seeing
that. Yeah, no, and what you said the night that I just quoted you on some note that is everywhere, so whatever. Just allow, how did you put it? Allowing ourselves to be fluidly, however you said it last night was perfect.
It's just like to allow ourselves to fall into the momentum.
Yeah.
And just let that momentum bring us forward and then push down into what we're doing so that we are just soundlessly moving forward into what it is we believe in versus the flapping and carrying on. Just know what we're doing, like our vote. Just let ourselves fall into it and let the momentum carry us forward and enter into the political sphere sort of in a Plutonian way. I'm just, for me, I am so weary of the aggravation that is on all sides.
Well, you used to be weary of it, but now you've composted it into delightful arousal and fluidity.
Actually, the fluidity, that's the wonderful part.
That's great.
And to do that with our ballot, to follow through on our ballots that way.
Yes. And Rachel, I see, says, wait a minute, that was great, but where's our ashe? You know, good, well put, that's good. Can we do our ashe, yantan, tethera? Yes, what a good idea. Anybody can say now something they would like us to ashe, which means may the words incarnate into actuality, which is especially because cooperators are standing by, eager to happen now. So I've got, mine, but if anybody has anything that you would like to us to ashe,
The ladies of Berkeley who are trying to stop the installation of 5G near schools and elder care with so little resources, but so much passion.
So may what happen?
They want to stop the 5G from being installed so that the children won't be foggy-eyed and thinking.
And out of that would be, well, never mind. Would be what?
Clarity.
Clarity, right. All right, that's excellent. All right, may all toxic technologies be composted into what a bad idea, and we ladle out clarity and freedom.
Good enough. Communication.
All right. Oh, and the dog likes it. Ashe. And Vanessa wants to say something, perhaps?
No. I just wanted to say ashe to that one.
Ashe. Oh, that's great. Yes, no, that's great. And the dog is great. We say ashe, bark, bark, back to you. Right, and may all humans have an increasing empathic experience of the effect of their actions on others.
Ashe.
Ashe. What the hell, why not? And may we toss into the cauldron our addiction to having an enemy and spiral out a woofy capacity to spiral everything into
ashe.
And then the
I have one. May courageous visionary leaders be elected on the local, state, and national levels, and may this energy of interconnectedness and recognizing that we are another ourselves be elected by a landslide.
Inside, and a wave, and owls, and everything coming in. The owls, okay, that excellent. Ashe, yes. Absolutely. And then by
your Theos. And I want to hear Theo's. Theo was going to say and didn't.
Oh, Theo.
Oh, Theo.
Theo, you wise wizard rascal. Where are you?
Over here. I got a couple good ones, though.
Okay.
So the grumpy Bernie Sanders guy and me, the phaser setting I want to offer is whatever. You are so, worked up over your candidate. Nah, it's just whatever, I did want the exit before this exit ramp was where there was dental care for poor people. But I'll take this one. Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe, give me some Sleepy Joe, man. I'm ready. Other jokes. I got Citrus Solve, positive orange. I've been really appreciating this cleaning.
Oh, that's good. No, it dissolves grime. Citrus Solve is useful. That's good. Ashe, all for Citrus Solve. I'm a big fan of Citrus Solve.
Good. So on the, I pulled a tick out of my mom, which was really funny. And I was like, oh, this is her thing with the teeth, out of the body politic was,
Right, bloodsuckers out of office. Is that where you're going?
Yes. What else?
I got bitten right here.
And counterclockwise to untwist the ticks.
It was too late for that. I had a giant tick back here, but it's okay now. All right, okay. Back to you, Theo.
Oh, one funny thing, Yeah, I mean, how do we think more positive visions? Like, you know, we want Trump just to, like, just leave, you know, just like, go happily into retirement. Like, so I've been thinking of people, encourage him to think about going into therapy, you know, happily broadcasting in retirement.
A Tibetan Buddhist cell with no Wi-Fi.
And that'd be funny if he, like, went, you know, to the Amazon and, like, you know, did ayahuasca and then it became a great advocate for the earth.
Yeah.
Ashe. Yeah. Ashe. Let it may it be so.
I have something to offer.
Okay.
I don't know. Can you see it?
Yeah.
Yes. We're getting there. You have to speak. Yeah. You have to speak.
This is, can you hear me now?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Can you see me now?
Yes.
Okay. This is Ganesh. He's the remover of all obstacles.
Mm.
Right.
Fantastic.
Protector of single women, scholars, and artists.
Mm. Mm. Ashe. Ashe. Yes, no, Ganesh, removing all obstacles. That's excellent.
May Ruth Bader Ginsburg visit Amy Coney Barrett in her dreams and cause a great awakening and have Amy step out of male domination and into who she can be.
Oh, and Veronica Franco, Veronica Franco, you know, joins hands with Ruth Bader Ginsburg and talks to Amy and does her in front of the Inquisition speech. All my life, I have never surrendered to the worst fate that can befall a woman, which is to be of utter inconsequence. Whoa! And when I promised to tilt the election your way, Trump, my fingers were crossed. That's fun too.
And may the lessons with which Senator Sheldon Whitehouse schooled Amy Coney Barrett marinate and blossom within her as she, in her youthful admission to this court, matures with wisdom and justice for all.
Sure.
Something
sure.
Like
that. Yeah, yes. We'll go for that. That's right. And yes, and other wonderful things. I just want to to Theo. Bernie. We love Bernie. Bernie's atmosphere is, and progressive team is all around everywhere as well. It's there. It's in the Scorpio field. It is not going anywhere. We. You know, all those good-hearted beings that, again, constellated by Bernie, you know, that is sane, reverent common sense, may path open for it rising to ever greater influence and prominence. And who's your neighbor who's very famous and important?
Robert Reich.
Grumpy climate guy.
Robert Reich.
Oh, Bill McKibben.
Thank you, Bill McKibben. Even Bill McKibben wrote an article in The New Yorker going, you know, Joe Biden, you know, could be really great. That's Bill McKibben. He's never really praised anything. You know, I just want to do a little shout out to the spiritual fairy elfin Irish part of Joe Biden. Yes, composting her umphitude. You know, I know he's not Sleepy Joe. He's got his drugs and Richard's helping him with methafinol or whatever that is. Modafinil. What's the name of that? What is it?
Modafinil.
Modafinil. That's right. We all want some of that. Because Joe went to Gettysburg and he's born on when the Gettysburg Address happened. And it's very important this year. And he said those lines, government, other people, by the. And then today he went to FDR's little Georgia house. FDR, New Deal. Befoibled, like FDR befoibled, but we'll take it. 4 drops of FDR. Anyway, so I just want to compost all those teammates who are like, well, I'm voting. And it's like, no, full on what it represents. Come on, churlishness. Have some remorse, for God's sake. Okay, there we go. All right, and now we're done. Oh, no, Yantan Tethera, right. Yantan Tethera is from Terry Pratchett, and it's a fabulous thing. It is the antidote to all false glamour. And we will explore more about it too. So we just go, Yantan Tethera. Three times. Be dispelled and people run free and naked like they're supposed to. All right, there we have it. Thank you, team.
Good night.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.